I once spoke with a woman, and she struggled with the doctrine of election because of one thing in her life. Her husband wasn't saved. And she thought that the doctrine of election, as I sought to explain it to her, as obviously I believe the Word of God teaches, she thought that that would give her no hope for him. And as best I could, I sought to explain to her, it is the complete opposite. Your understanding places your hope in your husband, who up to now has shown nothing but animosity towards the gospel. What the Bible teaches moves us to place our hope in God. The one that we have seen has a love for sinners and has given his gospel. If I believed salvation depended on man, how could I ever pray for a soul? What am I asking God to do if it depends on man? God's response to me would be, why are you praying? I can't change the outcome of this. This is up to them. Thank God the Spirit has so taught us, even at times to the contradiction of the things that we say that we believe, the Spirit so taught us to pray for sinners. Because God is the one who saves. There's no hope outside of that.